May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Now, there was lots of laughter in that sketch, but I wonder how many of you laugh because you recognised the supermum in the sketch, either in yourself, your mum, daughter or daughter-in-law, or if you are the father who is the main care of your child or children. Amusing as it was, like much comedy, behind laughter, there was a serious message. In many areas of our Western life today, we often try to cram too much into our day, even those of us who are retired from paid work. I preach to myself, as always. All the tasks that mums and dads have to do are necessary and valuable. But if we overdo it, we can end up tired, irritable, and even unwell. I admire the young parents today who juggle full or part-time paid work with parenting. I feel exhausted just listening to how early you have to get up to fit in all that's necessary to prepare for the family of the day ahead. And yesterday I was reading in the free paper I got from Waitrose on the way home about an article about guilt and how much guilt is covering women who are trying to juggle parenthood and work. And even those who don't do paid work feel guilty because they don't do paid work and they're not contributing financially. Seemed from that article that there was no way that women were going to win as being mothers. And mothers, as one myself I know, is really hard work. It takes us by surprise when they first come along. And when they're in their 30s, as mine are now, it's still quite hard work very often. But it's a joy as well. But let's contrast this way of being, or this doing, to that which Jesus commends to his friend Martha in the Bible, reading we just heard. This is one of my favourite accounts of Jesus' life and teaching. Here, Jesus is enjoying the warm hospitality of his friends, sisters, Martha and Mary. When he seems to criticise Martha for being distracted from his teaching by all the things she needed to do. Any of you recognise yourself in this situation? I do. Many a time I've invited people round for a meal and then, despite careful forward preparation, seem to spend more time with the last minute tasks, which are essential for serving a good meal, than I do to listening to my guests' news. Now, I'm fortunate to be in the position of very often being able to suggest eating out so that I can enjoy their company more. I often describe myself as a Martha who, with the help of the Holy Spirit, is moving towards being a Mary. Hence, having just returned from 3 days' retreat at one of my heaven on earth places, Burswood, near Tunbridge Wells. Perhaps I take after my own mother, who died over 30 years ago, who showed her love for her family, not by outward signs of affection, but by working hard within the home to provide us with good food and clothes whilst living in quite poor conditions. So what is Jesus suggesting? I'm sure he was aware of the necessity of time spent on hospitality, so I don't believe he was being overcritical of Martha. Rather, that it was about getting the right balance between doing and being. After all, he was a very busy man. In just 3 years, he travelled all around Israel, teaching a wide range of people about God and his kingdom, probably walking most of the way or going by donkey. No cars in those days. Sometimes teaching to vast crowds, usually on hillsides, sometimes in synagogues, buildings which are similar to our churches, to Jewish leaders and teachers, sometimes, as in today's reading, to a small group of close friends in their homes. Whilst on his travels, he also spent time healing people with a variety of illnesses and disabilities. But amongst all this activity, he frequently slipped away alone or with only his closest friends to a place of quiet where he could rest and pray and no doubt listen to his Heavenly Father. If we are to follow in his footsteps, we also need to regularly put aside our busyness to find time for rest, quiet, and prayer, where we too can listen, just as Mary listened, to Jesus and God. Amen.
Amen.